Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas, big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
The creation of even a totally average video game is a gargantuan feat of man hours and perseverance, of pushing a boulder uphill for years before finally releasing it to the public. Just recently, The Last of Us Part 2 reaffirmed the mind-blowing level of polish a AAA project can aspire to, far above the general standards players expect from major blockbuster titles. But proving that budgets aren't everything, these 10 games were all brought to the market with shockingly developmental omissions which remain extremely puzzling, if not outright embarrassing, to this very day. From developers who apparently didn't think players needed the ability to pause cutscenes or read subtitles, to unforgivably janky AI, laughable translation errors, and everything in between. These major games hit stores without all their bases covered. Did these issues ruin the overall experience? For the most part, absolutely not. But they're nevertheless glaring oversights which left many players frustrated, if not genuinely offended, that basic quality of life features weren't a priority during development. Even more bizarrely, most of these gripes still haven't been patched or remedied in any major way since release. I am Kirsten from Rock Culture Gaming, and these are 10 huge video games that screwed up basic things. Number 10, cutscenes can't be paused. Devil May Cry 5. The ability to pause cutscenes has been a common feature in video games for over a decade now, ensuring that players don't miss any crucial story beats if they need to step out of the room for a minute. It's something that we all take for granted nowadays, as we absolutely should, because what kind of game would release in this day and age without it? Devil May Cry 5, that's what. Despite being one of 2019's most critically acclaimed video games and boasting a high degree of technical polish, Devil May Cry 5 bafflingly didn't include the ability for players to pause cutscenes. This resulted in many accidentally skipping over the gorgeously rendered cinematics while trying to pause, ultimately requiring them to fire up YouTube and seek out what they missed. Even typical workarounds like exiting to your console's home screen didn't fix the issue, with the cutscene still playing out in the background. Despite the game releasing around 18 months ago, Capcom still haven't bothered to patch in a pause feature. Embarrassing isn't even the word. Number 9, the typo-ridden English translation. Final Fantasy VII. Though Square Enix has an entire team dedicated to providing immaculate localizations of its games nowadays, back in 1997, they had no idea just how successful Final Fantasy VII would be outside of Japan. As a result, much expense was spared on its translation job, and due to poor communication between the Japanese and North American offices, Square Enix didn't take sufficient care when translating language and grammar from Japanese to English. In fact, just one man, working from a spreadsheet, handled the grueling task. This resulted in the final Western releases shipping with a ton of typos and grammatical errors, and most infamously saw Aerith renamed to Aeris. These inconsistencies created only further issues, as the final English script became the source from which most other made translations were also generated. Considering that Final Fantasy VII boasts a scarcely coherent plot at the best of times, its fluid approach to basic language sure wasn't ideal, especially with the game's monstrous $45 million budget. Number 8, no mid-mission checkpoints. Grand Theft Auto 4. As widely acclaimed as the Grand Theft Auto series has been since the release of GTA 3, the earlier 3D games did nevertheless receive flack from some fans who took issue with the lack of mission checkpoints. After all, as the series became increasingly cinematic and ambitious, it wasn't uncommon for missions to last upwards of 15 minutes, ensuring considerable player frustration if you failed or died during the final stretch. This reached its grating apex in Grand Theft Auto 4, which naturally touted the most elaborate and lengthy missions in the series to date, the overwhelming majority of which featured no mid-mission checkpoints. This proved particularly aggravating during the famously tricky heist mission Three Leaf Clover, which takes around 20 minutes to complete, with players forced to start all over upon failure. Considering that checkpointing was a sure staple of AAA video games by 2008, it felt hugely behind the times for a title as glossy and polished as GTA 4 to lack such a basic feature. Thankfully, Rockstar appeared to listen to the vocal outcry, as every major game they've released since has featured a comprehensive checkpoint system. Number 7, The Broken AI, Aliens Colonial Marines. On paper, Aliens Colonial Marines had the potential to be one of the greatest video games ever based on a movie, with early gameplay footage suggesting a reverent, visually enticing follow-up to James Cameron's action horror masterpiece Aliens. Depressing it was, then, that the end result was ultimately a joyless, low-effort mess of dull, repetitive gameplay, harmed most egregiously by the game's hilariously terrible AI routines. Shortly after its release, a ton of hysterical GIFs and videos did the rounds online, demonstrating both how easy it was to skirt by the xenomorphs, and how frequently the supposedly terrifying aliens would get caught in the environment and start dancing as a result. AI generally only draws attention to itself whether it's really good, such as The Last of Us Part 2, or really bad. Considering how most AAA games can pull off at least basically passable enemy programming, this was shambolic for a major studio release based on a huge pop culture IP. To make matters even worse, it was discovered more than 5 years later that the bunk AI was due to a single typo in the game's code. It was consequently fixed by a modder because Gearbox Software clearly stopped caring about the game the second it shipped. Number 6, the terrible game over system, Crash Bandicoot. As the release of Crash Bandicoot: N-Sane Trilogy reminded us a few years ago, the original Crash is an indecently difficult game, defined by absurdly imprecise hitboxes and infuriatingly floaty controls. As a result, you're going to die. A lot. Which wouldn't be quite so frustrating were it not for the game's pointlessly archaic life system. On some of Crash Bandicoot's tougher levels, it's perfectly possible to lose dozens of lives before making it to the end, and so if you're not sufficiently stocked up, you'll eventually hit zero and end up at the game over screen. To make matters worse, the game will then revive you with just 4 lives, basically forcing players to grind their way through previously completed levels in order to hoover up a decent stockpile of lives. It becomes tedious, busy work in a game that's already immensely challenging, and just encourages players to create alternate save files filled to the brim with lives. Thankfully, this wasn't so much of an issue in the sequels, which boasted a far more balanced degree of difficulty and invited only the occasional game over at most. Number 5, no matchmaking for specific missions, Ghost Recon Breakpoint. On paper, Tom Clancy's Ghost Recon Breakpoint had all the potential to be another reliably entertaining squad-based multiplayer shooter, not unlike The Division. And while it was ultimately both aggressively generic and released in a blatantly unfinished state, what killed the game outright was its boneheaded fatal flaw, a worst-of-class matchmaking system. The big issue is that Breakpoint doesn't even allow players to matchmake for specific missions, instead randomly throwing them into any old story mission regardless of the player's own progress. The matchmaking is atrocious for anyone actually trying to experience Breakpoint as a piece of storytelling, unless you're prepared to venture onto Ubisoft's own forums to recruit players. That's far more effort than paying customers should ever need to make, especially considering that Ubisoft's own The Division 2 delivered a perfectly functional matchmaking system, which this game clearly should have closely imitated. With such a piss-poor excuse for online play, even Breakpoint's relatively decent shooting fundamentals were rendered mostly inert for anyone not playing with friends. Number 4, the sluggish controls, Red Dead Redemption 2. Red Dead Redemption 2 is one of the greatest video games of the generation, which is all the more impressive considering that it basically bungles one of the most fundamental aspects of any video game, the controls. In a quest to make the experience as realistic as possible, Red Dead Redemption 2 features intentionally sluggish, floaty controls, making even the basic act of walking around a room and opening a drawer a bit of a slog. Menu navigation remains pretty counterintuitive for the entirety of the game, and everything from traversal to combat ultimately feels much more like work than it really should. You can certainly tinker with the in-game settings to make things a touch more manageable, but in its bones, the game just isn't as responsive as it should be. A tight control system has admittedly never really been Rockstar's forte, but considering the sheer exuberance of their games otherwise, it's a damn shame that they can't match the moment-to-moment fluidity of, say, Naughty Dog's recent output. Number 3, no subtitles for cutscenes, Spyro Reignited Trilogy. Perhaps the most vital accessibility feature of all is the inclusion of subtitles, especially for cutscenes, ensuring that all players will be able to make sense of what's going on. Much like the ability to pause cutscenes, subtitles are something which most players take for granted, and so there was a significant uproar when it was revealed that the recent Spyro Reignited trilogy launched without subtitles for all of its cutscenes. Things got worse when Activision quickly responded to criticism by claiming that there was no industry standard for subtitles, rather than simply apologising and getting to work on patching in some subs. The trilogy did finally end up with the expected subtitles, but it wasn't until 4 months after release, an undeniably indecent wait for any hard of hearing players who purchased the game on day one. For a game backed by a corporate behemoth like Activision, not to launch with subtitles isn't just embarrassing, it's insulting. In 2020, the major publishers should really make subtitles a mandatory part of their internal certification process. Number 2, the lack of Japanese lip sync, Ghost of Tsushima. Sucker Punch's recently released Ghost of Tsushima has delivered a fittingly epic, compulsively addictive swan song for the PS4, albeit one which ships with a fascinatingly bizarre oversight. Despite enticingly offering players the ability to play through the game with either English or native Japanese audio, the game features only English lip sync for the dialogue. As a result, even if you're hoping for an authentic experience by playing with Japanese audio, you'll be constantly distracted in cutscenes as the players very clearly mouth the words in English. For a game that claims to harbour a deep reverence for Japanese culture and history, it's extremely disappointing that a second lip-sync track wasn't created for the Japanese audio. It would have been work, for sure, but given that Ghost of Tsushima was a AAA project coming from a major studio, there wasn't really any excuse for the omission. Last year's Judgment managed to offer up a dual lip-sync option despite clearly being developed on a far smaller budget, so it's tough to view this as anything other than a little bit lazy. Number 1, the frustrating camera, Star Wars Jedi Fallen Order. An aspect that a surprisingly large number of action-adventure games struggle with is their camera, and none more egregiously in recent times than Star Wars Jedi Fallen Order. As entertaining as the game absolutely is, it's also harangued by a painfully inconsistent camera, ensuring that close-quarters battles see players fighting not only their adversary, but also the camera itself. Getting killed because the camera isn't giving you sufficient coverage of the surrounding area never ceases to irritate, especially as death results in players having to fight their way back through a fleet of respawned enemies. It's not a deal breaker, but it is a major issue in a title which otherwise offers up some of the most compelling combat in any Star Wars game ever. Fix this for the sequel, please.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.